This is The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler, and with Sarah Castor-Perry. Let's take a look at what's been hitting the headlines in science this week. Sarah, what have you got for us?
Well, I've got a story about how scientists at Columbia University in New York have figured out how one of the key proteins involved in Alzheimer's disease spreads through the brain. Now, Alzheimer's disease is a degenerative condition of the brain caused when specific proteins in the nerve cells, known as beta amyloid and tau proteins, stop performing their proper roles in the nerve cells and instead clump into beta amyloid plaques or tau protein tangles. Now, the tangles formed by the tau proteins were what the researchers at Columbia focused on. And post-mortem studies of human patients with Alzheimer's disease had suggested that an area of the brain just behind the ears, known as the entorhinal cortex, might be the starting point for the tauopathy, that's the degeneration caused by the abnormal tau proteins tangling up, where it started. So the researchers set out to engineer mice that would produce the abnormal human tau proteins in their entorhinal cortex so that they could follow the progress of the disease. They stained sections of the brains of these mice at different ages to look at where the tau proteins were and whether they were normal or abnormal. And their results backed up the autopsy studies done in humans. It does appear that the tau proteins spread out from the entorhinal cortex rather than it being a case of abnormal tau developing independently in separate areas of the brain. One of the authors of the study, Karen Duff, believes that there are several take-home messages from their study, published in PLOS One, one of which is that we now have this reliable mouse model that can be used to study the disease further. And another is the sort of rather unusual discovery about the movement of the tau proteins themselves.
The way that we looked at these mice, by the places we chose to look, we were able to say that the tau is actually left one cell and moved to another cell. And that's a very radical piece of biology. It's suggestive of something like prion disease, mad cow disease, where you get a sort of transmission of the abnormal protein through the brain.
When this abnormal tau spreads through the brain, it stimulates perfectly normal tau proteins in other cells to switch to being abnormal and start to tangle up. Now, Karen was keen to stress that although these proteins move through the brain in this way, Alzheimer's isn't catching, i.e. you can't catch it from someone else. And although Karen doesn't know exactly how these tangles move through the brain, the final take-home message of the study was that it could point the way towards new therapies.
The earliest stages of Alzheimer's disease, when those tangles are located in that entorhinal cortex region, when tau is seen there, patients tend to not be demented. So it's sort of like the earliest stage of the disease before you actually get overt dementia. So the idea would be that if we can actually identify the disease at that stage and start giving some therapies based on this, we might be able to just trap the disease at that earlier stage and prevent people getting worse and demented. There's a couple of approaches that could be used, but probably the sort of most targeted approach would be something called immunotherapy, where you use antibodies to basically latch onto the specific protein you're interested in removing, and it obviously removes it via cellular clearance mechanisms. And, you know, you can develop those antibodies to tau or an abnormal form of the tau, and perhaps it will be able to catch the tau as it's outside of the cell and before it gets into the next cell. So you can sort of trap it in the extracellular space.
And the use of the immunotherapy that Karen mentioned is already being tested, so it represents a positive step forward towards treating Alzheimer's.
Thank you very much. That's